Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for giving us this beautiful Sunday morning to come together and worship you together as church family. Thank you for giving us the health and strength to get up this morning, to come here and be here and fellowship with each other. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with it. Some of them sometimes turn out to be bad and painful, but even through those troubles sometimes, your presence is there with us. Thank you for the many blessings and all the experiences that you give us through our lives. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection in the midst of all of these events and happenings. Better is one day in God's presence than 1,000 years elsewhere, O Lord. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O God. We thank you again for this place of worship. Be with us as we do our praises and sing praises to you and meditate on your word and pray. We pray that your blessings be upon us. Your presence be with us so that your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. Touch those who need your healing today. Comfort those who are in distress. And strengthen those who are weak and empower those who are troubled. Put your leading spirit in us so that we can be faithful witnesses for you in this community as a church. May the services of word and praises we offer here today glorify your kingdom on this earth and blessing in our lives through your Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time now that we take the time to get to know each other and share our love together. Please rise up if you are able and have a Christian love. Our next hymn is hymn number 370, Victory in Jesus. If you are able, please stand.
Precious blood.
remain standing for the responsive reading. It is Psalm 112. We can follow that on the screen.
Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in God's commandments.
Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of their tribe will be blessed.
Wealth and riches are in their house, and their righteousness endures forever.
They rise in the darkness as the light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous.
It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice.
For the righteous shall never be moved. They will be remembered forever.
They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, trusting in the Lord.
When they see their adversaries, their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid.
They have distributed freely. They have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn is exalted in honor.
The wicked see it and are angry. They gnash their teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked comes to nothing.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time where we share this time together as a church family to share our prayers of blessings so we can thank God for the blessings that we receive in our lives, and there are so many of them. And also at the same time we have concerns and burdens that worry us. It is the time that we bring them together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord and share with each other as well so that we can pray for each other. And God is a good God. He is faithful that He will listen to our prayers and answer our prayers according to His time and will. But above all, He will fill us with the peace that we need during times of trouble. So let us bring our shares of blessings and mercies at this time so that we can thank God together. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, the prayer requests are listed there. Those are for our list that we pray regularly. If you take that home and stick it on your study desk or prayer time area so that you can remember these people and items in your prayers every day. Miss Lou had a scheduled surgery that she went for, and she wanted to share that experience today with you.
I just want to praise and thank God today. I think of every day, but a special thanks that I want to share with you today, as I had shared earlier that I went for my annual checkup and they found a mass behind my right eye, and I realized that I was slowly losing my sight in that eye. So they sent me to the retina center over here. Well, when I got there, they did a CAT scan before they did the surgery, and the mass was gone.
Thank God for that. Miracles do happen, isn't it?
And after 20 years, prayer changes things.
Yeah, absolutely.
God is still in the miracle working business.
Yes.
They said the only thing they could see was a little swelling where it worked.
Yes.
And there was nothing that he was going to do about it. But he said, come back in 6 weeks, and if the swelling is not completely gone, I'll just put some eye drops in there. He said, put your eyes in, and you can see perfectly good out that eye. And hey. I have. My eyesight will come back. I just thank and praise God, and I hope I can encourage somebody this morning.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lou, for sharing that. And another good news is that my mom went back to the doctor after surgery. She's 90 years old. Many of you know that. She had a fall and a cracked hip. But in about just 2 months now, and she's almost back to normal.
Amen.
And thank God for that. Amen. Thank you for your prayers.
Praise God.
Amen. Are there any other prayers of blessings and mercies that we can thank God for?
I just want to say, I do really believe that the prayer that you guys did for me, because Sunday I was very sick. Monday, I really woke up feeling amazingly better, and I do think it's from that. And Marcus didn't end up getting the thing that I had, and everybody else stayed well, so thank you for that.
Yeah, that is good.
Thank you, God, for all your prayers and everybody for your prayers.
Kathy, today, right? It's today. Your birthday.
Yay! Yeah.
Good place to be. Couldn't think of any better place to be than here.
Yes, please remember her in our prayers. This is her first birthday after her husband's death, and it's a hard time. It takes some time, but we are here for you. I will continue to support you in our prayers. Thank you. And Bob also, thanks for being here and for the your presence also. He acknowledged that. I mentioned about Martha earlier. We continue to pray for her, but today Margaret made or bought a pillow for her, a prayer pillow that as a church we are going to bless this prayer pillow and deliver it to her this week. And we'll have a prayer time at the close of the prayer. We'll all come together and bless this prayer and show that we are behind her. And this means a lot to her at this time. So let us do that. After this, we'll do that. And continue to pray for Martha for her treatment program and healing.
I think she starts her treatment Wednesday.
Oh, she got the date.
Yes,
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's going to start Wednesday.
Okay. And we'll continue to pray for Eddie and Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, I know you're really looking good.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
God for that. And Eddie, you're also looking really good. Thanks for being here today.
My goodness, thank you.
It was nice to see the snow.
I don't know if you
it. It came and went, and that's really good.
Sure yes, it was good.
It came at a good time.
Are there any items in this list that need any special mention? Anybody know of?
One more thing.
Okay.
Brenda Franklin Doctors, Margaret's sister, she's having surgery Tuesday. And to take some kind of mask off.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought I'd mention that since she's not here. She's flown down there today.
To be with her. Is that the same sister whose husband
is
in a facility or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
It's the same sister.
Yeah.
So please pray for that family. They're going through a lot.
And then her brother, he has to go back to the hospital, but now he's back home again. Somehow or another, I think it's dehydration. They give him a lot of liquids and he was able to go back home.
Okay. And let us continue to remember the people who are affected by the coronavirus and pray that God will provide a means to contain this, that it will not become an epidemic, and continue to pray for that, particularly the people of China. If there are no other special mentions, let us go to God in prayer and take a few moments in the beginning in silently and also bring up our unspoken prayers, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. The scripture says that we have the confidence in approaching God that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Loving God, we thank You for Your blessings and Your mercies every day and Your faithfulness new every morning. We thank You for our life with all its joys and blessings and all those things that come with it. Thank You for loving and covering us with Your love every day. We look for Your guidance at this time in many things that worry us, Lord. And You are the source of all good things and You are the source of healing. We lift up all those who need Your healing at this time, particularly the ones that we have named here today. We pray for Martha as a church, We pray that your special blessing be upon her, especially during her treatment time, that God's Spirit will be there and your peace will fill her hearts and minds, and also in the family members and the people who care for her. We thank you for the healing of many of us who have been going through difficult times, particularly Miss Lou. As a miracle happened, we thank you for the healing that you've given her. And also we thank you for the healing for my mother, as she was able to get up from her surgery and be recovered, Lord. And we also thank you for Kathy's birthday today, as she is celebrating a birthday, especially during this time after the passing of her husband. We pray that your peace be upon her and her family, and continue to be with her, with your presence. We pray for Brenda, Margaret's sister, as she is going for the surgery. We pray that you, your special blessing and touch be on her, and also doctors and nurses who do the procedure. We pray for Gail and her family, as she is, they are grieving at the death of this, her sister, and bless them as a family with your presence and comfort them with your peace, Lord. We pray for all of those listed in this prayer list, Lord. Continue to be with them and keep them according to their needs, particularly the ones who are going through difficult times with their health. We pray for all the people who are affected by the coronavirus, and especially the people of China. Give them the direction, Lord, and also the presence and the peace that they need at this time. So give also the directions to and the wisdom to the people who are working in various ways to contain this disease, that we pray that you will bless them with the knowledge and the wisdom that provide them a way to contain this without spreading too much, Lord. We thank you for the healing for Jack and also Eddie. Continue to be with them through their health issues. We also pray for our trip, my wife and I traveling to the Holy Land this coming week. We pray that you'll make it a blessing for us and also for this church, that when we come back, we can share those experiences and be strengthened to learn from the history of the church as we go through that. We pray for all of those who are affected by various disasters and problems and difficulties in their lives. We pray that your special blessing be upon them as well. We thank you for being with our national leadership, particularly our president, the cabinet, and Congress and the Senate during this election year. We pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us as a country to become united and to be the leader of this world, to continue to take the leadership, and bless us, Lord, with your guidance for our leaders. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints around the world and the saints in heaven. We help us, Lord, to glorify your name, that touch each and every one of us, Lord, according to our needs, and fill us with your presence and power as we go from here. In Jesus Christ, that you have given us the privilege to come before you and call you Father as your children. Give us the grace to act in faith as we go from here, and guide us in all we do, that we will live a life that is pleasing to you. As we pray this together, Lord, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. If the children come forward and all of us stand so that we can pray for the blessing of Martha's healing for this pillow, please stand. I want all the children to come up. Place your hand in the pillow. Place your hand in this pillow. Let us pray together. Let us pray. Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It's offertory time. Okay, please be seated. Have it. It's our offertory time. The ushers may come forward. Stand if you are able for the doxology.
Praise God, blessings flow. Praise in the creatures here below. Praise in the godly heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Loving God, we know that it is from you that we receive everything. Through Jesus Christ, you have given us the gift of salvation in spite of our sinful nature. Living God, we commit a portion of what you have given us back to you. Use this offering of your people for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world and the blessing of people around us in this community. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this world and in this community around us, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. Gospel of Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 through 20.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. The town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. But do not think that I have come to abolish the law or of the Pharisees. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commandments teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you have given us to be life and spirit for us. Bless us with your word today that it will become life and spirit in our lives and to this world through our lives, so that we can become your faithful witnesses in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
So we were talking about the Sermon on the Mount, generally known as the Beatitudes, in the early verses of Matthew chapter 5, where we discussed about the blessed are the poor, blessed are they that mourn, and blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, and the blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We were talking about how we need to be prepared to answer the question, when somebody asks you, why are you a Christian? Why do you go to church? And you have many other things to do. So be always be ready to answer that question, even asked in an elevator. I always call it the elevator speech. Before somebody gets up, they ask you, why are you a Christian? You need to give them a short answer. Why are you a Christian? The blessedness of God's people are contained in those eight Beatitudes that Jesus taught in that Sermon on the Mount. We are Christians because God redeemed us through Jesus Christ, absolutely, yes, from sin. But at the same time, we are Christians and we go to church and do certain, all these things, not to get some satisfaction out of it, but we are made righteous to do that things. We ought to do those things. We are obligated to do those things. You become the salt and the light of the world. So the Beatitudes tell us the character of who we are, the eight things that Jesus said. And then, right after that, he actually tells them, when you become that character, that blessed people, you are not by yourself. You are influencing the community, the environment around you. That is what verses we read today, 13 through 20, about being the salt and the light of the world. The Beatitudes will lead us to become influencers in this world, becoming the salt and light of this world. These are called similitudes. By some theologians, they call it similitudes. They're similar. You're similar to be light. But Jesus didn't say that similar. You are. You are not like light. You are like salt. But Jesus said, you are the salt. You are the light. When we become Christians, we become the light and we become the salt to this world. And you know what light and salt do? They cannot be there by itself without influencing the environment where they are in. A stressed out woman who was tailgating a man was stopped by a police officer. And there's no reason for her to be taken to the jail, but he did it anyway to teach her a lesson. And he took her there, and because she was driving wild and yelling at people at the light, because they were people in front of her were slow. So he took her to the police station and then told her, I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't have to take you to jail for this offense, but I wanted to let you know that when I pulled behind you, I noticed your license plate said, what would Jesus do? And one of the bumper stickers also say, follow me to Sunday school, and I assumed your car was stolen. The character that who we are is like salt and light. It does not just pop up on Sunday morning and then leave us. Light and salt. That is the character that we have as Christians. It may be a fabricated story, as many of you know. But the story points us to check our lives, why we are Christians. It is not to be put up on a Sunday morning, but we have to shine as God's children, spreading the light of love and compassion and care to a world that needs a lot at this time. If we put the Beatitudes together with the similitudes, we can see that out of our character emerges the function of influence. We not only shine light, but we shine light in other people. Any candle that is lit here, you can light a million candles out of this one, and still the brightness of this candle will not be diminished. That is what light does. Salt is similar. Salt influences the situation or the environment that it is put in. And I don't know if you know the history of salt. You know, why Jesus mentioned salt. Light we can understand. But salt was very highly valued in the early days. It was used as a method of currency. I didn't know that. It was used as a method of currency. Historians report that Caesar's soldiers were paid by means of salt. So that is how the salary, the word salary, actually came from the word salt. From the word salt. It used to be a precious commodity at that time. Christians are a precious commodity. We are here, we act as a precious salt to this community where we live in, to bring saltiness, to flavor, to the situations that are bitter many times. Salt was used as a preservative as well. It is still used as a preservative from very ancient times. Before refrigerators, salt was used to preserve meat. We use salt to make pickles that can last for years without decay. God or Jesus teaches us that we ought to be preservatives in a decaying world, where morality and spirituality are dying and or decaying, when family values and moral values are degraded, when we see the lives are perishing without directions or visions. We are called to be the salt to preserve the values God has given to this world. The message is that Christianity is the salt that preserves humanity from corruption and decay. As long as Christians are remaining, the world will be stopped from diminishing to a level of decay. I honestly believe only because of Christianity that what we see here today, the stability of what we have. Otherwise, there would have been a very evil world killing each other. A sociologist recently wrote a well-known newspaper in a newspaper that said marriage is no longer needed because man have evolved beyond that. I believe it is only because of Christianity and its influence the sacredness of marriage is kept even today. Christians are not going to be here or till eternity or forever. One day we will be all gone from this world. But God has given us this life at this time, at this moment of history, to be the preservative of moral values and character in this world that is decaying. Because there is a church that is praying today, we are being preserved day by day. Because we are praying, we know that we can contain a lot of evil things that are happening around us. Salt cannot change an already decayed food. Only God can change it. But salt can change, or salt can preserve what is there from going to decay. It can preserve from going into decay and corruption. Salt has also been used as antiseptic and is still being used in many places. But it will sting when you use it. The stinging of the conscience that brings the cleansing and the correction that we need in our societies, in our lives today. That is what through the word of God, the people of God, we will bring that cleansing and the correction that is needed in our societies through Christians. We are more and more becoming politically correct many times. Ministers are now trained to be more politically correct, more than morally uncompromising. Yes, we have to be patient and understanding, but also we have to be the salt of the world that preserves the truth. I read a story of a British military officer a general who was a heavy drinker, an alcoholic. He came home every day drunk, and he was very violent with his wife. And one night from the club, his friends had to carry him because he passed out after getting drunk so much, and dragged him to his home. And when they brought him to the home, they found a woman coming out, his wife. She was waiting for him to come home to eat dinner with her as she does every night. She went out and hugged him and helped him and carry him into the house. She cleaned him, put on fresh clothes and laid him on a sofa and kissed him. Then she made all those friends hot chocolate before they left. They were all surprised to see a wife doing that, of a man who is so cruel and drunk every night coming home like that. The friends were so angry with him, and they left one by one, condemning that person for treating a nice lady like this. What kind of person are you to treat such a kind and nice woman like this? And they got up and left. The next day the man woke up and he kind of remembered all of those things that happened, and he started apologizing to her. She said, "I will do this. I will continue to do this, because God has taken this ministry, this mission on me. And I know that God will change you one day." That changed her husband and that group of friends, and they stopped gathering for drinking again. It's a real story. Dear friends, because of her, it is not just her husband that changed, but a whole community of people in the military has changed. That is how the influence of a Christian works. We are influencers. Wherever we are, we influence the environment around us. We flavor the already decaying places wherever they are. Salt promotes thirst also. It thirsts the thirst that promoted by us in this world about the knowledge of the Word of God. A thirst for the Word of God that we create in others. And Jesus also said that you are the light of the world. And I don't have to tell you. Jesus explained it very clearly there. Light is what changes darkness into light, from corrupted into incorrupt. You cannot, light can conquer darkness, but remember, darkness will not conquer light. Even there is a small ray of light in pitch darkness, it will show up and it will influence that environment. So we are light of the world to shine and not to be put under a bushel. Jesus closes his sermon in this Matthew chapter 5 with an explanation or a call to the foundation of love. He says that pray for your enemies and love them. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. That is what God wants us to do, to be influencers in this world, to continue to brightly shine as God's light, to spread that love of God, the compassion and care, to an already decaying world around us. So let us go out of this place to be influencers wherever we are, in our workplace, in our homes, in our schools, so that we can be the salt, we can be the light that God wants us to be. And that is our witness, that is why we are Christians. We are here to change the world, that God wants us to change it. It is not a small ministry. It is a call to change the world around us. May God bless us with these words and give us the power to go out and witness to this world and become influencers. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 369, Blessed Assurance. If you are able, please stand. people of God go in the power of the Holy Spirit to become the light and the salt to this world, to influence the environment around us wherever you are. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.